Okay, the time is now 4:50, and we'll reconvene the workshop. And just to make a note that Councilmember McCann has an excused absence, so we still have four council members. Got Councilmember Soriano Fontaine is on the on the phone, so we still have a quorum. So we'll move on to item number three under new business in the workshop. Receive and discuss an update to the 2019-2020 capital improvement projects. Public Works Director. Got one of those Cheez-Its in my throat.
Mayor Mark Hyde, Public Works Director. I have a slideshow presentation for you on our capital improvement project updates. Gary, if you'll advance to the next one, please. So this is the restrooms at Car 11 Park. Turned out with a really nice product. You can see we're 100% complete. And if you have any questions during the presentation, just please stop me and I'll be glad to answer those. Next slide, please. This is our drainage master plan project number two, phases two, three, and four. So the yellow line at the very far north between Beeline and Clore, we completed that a couple years ago. And phase two, three, and four takes us, the red lines take you all the way to Indian Oaks next to Market Heights, and the blue line takes us to Amy Lane. If you'll move to the next slide, Gary. So this is Amy Lane looking back on the existing concrete channel, and we've had some preliminary engineering that indicates the channel is going to be wider than our existing drainage easement. So we're going to have to approach property owners through this section, the blue section that I showed you earlier, and get a wider easement so we can construct the bigger channel. And that is at 58%, and it's still in the engineering phase. Next slide, please. This is the drainage master plan project number one at the Goode Connell Detention. And the idea with this detention facility is to have soccer fields down in the bottom that can be utilized during dry weather. And that way we don't lose some of the use of the park. That also is an engineering phase. It's at 41%. Next slide, please. Rattlesnake Road, this is a 6-inch waterline extension project. We had a undersized 2-inch galvanized line that was giving us problems. So we went in with the 6-inch line. We had to put it in the street because of other utilities and conflicts, mailboxes and so forth. And we added fire hydrants through there, so really good project. And it's 100% complete. Next project is the wastewater interceptor project. So about midway down where Tahoya Drive is, Gary, go down to 2410, the dotted line. Now go to the east, to the first manhole to the east, right there. So we took it from that project going back to the west, to the middle school. And we also brought a manhole across. Gary, if you'll move your cursor up to that. We brought that manhole across, and that will serve the future vacant Sutton property, whatever it decides to become. Next slide. And that manhole you see in the background and the Curlex back there, that's the manhole that I just showed you. And that project is also 100% complete. Next slide here. This is our fire station number two renovation and expansion. You can see the existing buildings there in the center and on the right. And then on the left, you can see the footprint of the slab that's about to be poured. Next slide. And then there's the new addition being constructed. That project is at 30%. Next slide, please. This is the Warriors Pass widening project, the phase one, which basically gets us in front of the new middle school. This is obviously the before picture. You see the two-lane county road, and then in the background, it's just an open field. Next slide, please. And this is looking south. If you're coming from Old Nolanville Road, you can see the deceleration lane there. You can see the school on the right, the back right. Next slide. This is the other deceleration lane into the other driveway. Next slide. This is at Pontotoc Trace, and you can see the retaining wall there. We cut the hill down probably 4 feet and took the crook of the road out. There was a lot of accidents there, primarily from people speeding, but nonetheless, we did address that. And you can see your new 8-foot wide sidewalk through there. It's really nice. Next slide. This is looking, coming from 2410, looking up at the taper. So you see where the sidewalk has ended. The next phase, we will connect there and bring the road and the three 12-foot lanes out this direction towards 2410.
Mark, Mr. Blomquist has a question for you.
Yep. This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. Can you go back a couple slides there for me, please? One more. Yeah, that's okay there. Prior to the construction of this middle school here, this was a rather, I don't know what I really want to call it, a swamp, but it was a very, lot of water retained there. Have we had a significant rain event since all this was constructed to make sure everything's going to flow properly? You know, I'm talking like a big rain, not like a little rain.
No, sir. No, we have not had not even a 25-year storm event.
Well, I know we haven't had one of those, but I mean, I'm just like, is this, I know the engineers probably said, yeah, this is going to handle the flow and all this, but that's what I'm just concerned about, to make sure that,
yes,
I saw they did some pretty extensive culverts under the road,
yes,
there.
Yes, sir. I have a slide of that. If you like, we can advance to that.
Okay.
And show that.
Yeah.
We'll move forward, Gary, to the.
Right there, yeah.
So we have five 12-foot by 4-foot box culverts in there, and it is a huge culvert crossing there. You can see the energy dissipators, concrete apron we put in to make sure we slowed that water down when it leaves. Some of the property owners were concerned about the volume and the velocity, and we addressed all of those concerns, and we actually over-designed those box culverts just slightly, just to make sure we covered everything.
And it's on the other side where the water would flow under the road. Is that protected to make sure that kids hopefully would not get down in that stuff?
No, it's just an open culvert. We have limited easement, so you can see the power lines in the background.
Right.
That's about the limits of the right-of-way. So
okay.
Once you get past those power poles, you're on private property.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Mitchell.
Yeah, this is Dave Mitchell, City Manager. Speaking about the culverts, one thing that we've looked at over time, Mark and I have, is with Otto, is the safety design of these culverts or any kind of culvert. If you put anything in front of them to prevent children, you know, maybe some metal gates or something, they end up, children get pinned against it in a rain event versus, it may be safer actually for them to be pulled through where they're free versus if they get pinned down, they drown in those situations. And unfortunately, in our area, we have had sister cities that have had that occur. And so I know Otto is part of his design. He actually prefers, I know in the past, Mark can speak to that probably better than I can, but he prefers to, if a child was to be there, they would move through the system versus getting sucked up against something and trapped. So.
And then the city of Nolanville, they participated in extending the head wall for the drainage. You see from the curb to the head wall, it's 10 feet, and that's for their future sidewalk to go in. So they will install that at their cost at a future date. Next slide, please. And you can see Purser Construction did a great job stabilizing the right-of-way. That's Curlex there, and it's all been seeded. They have irrigation out there to establish grass, which is really tough July and August of summer. Next slide. So the Warriors Path is at 100%, and It is open to traffic and looks really good. We will have a flashing school zone lights. You see the 40 mile an hour there on the opposite side. There'll be one there facing Old Nolanville Road, so as you're coming in. Mm-hmm. We'll have one there and then one at the other side. Mm-hmm. Next slide. Next is our Dunkin' Donuts 12-inch water line oversizing agreement. So when Dunkin' came in, they were required to put in an 8-inch water line. We had O'Reilly's oversized to a 12-inch, and we asked them to do the same. They entered into an agreement with us, and we paid the difference from the 8-inch diameter to the 12-inch diameter pipe. And the reason you're seeing this so late, I mean, Dunkin' Donuts has been there for a while. The builder developer failed to provide a maintenance bond for us, and so we withheld his payment for the 1-year period until the maintenance period expired, and we didn't have any problems, and so then we paid him his part for the oversizing. And that project is 100% also. Next slide. This is the Prospector Trail wastewater improvements. If you see the manhole in the background right next to the sidewalk, we added that manhole and captured the flow coming from Stillhouse Lake Road. So Cedar Brook Ridge has a partial phase that sewers into this line, and it's only an 8-inch line. And at some point, that line would get over capacity as it traveled through Skipshaw. So we basically offloaded that sewer at this manhole into the big 27-inch line. And we won't have any problems in the future. We have plenty of capacity. And that project is right at 100% also. Next slide. The VFW lift station upgrade. This is a very old lift station. It was one of the first lift stations in the city. And it is right next to Nolan Creek. So if you stepped off that grass, you're going to go fall into the creek. Mm-hmm. It's that close. The wet well was concrete, and it's showing some signs of deterioration. We wanted to get in there and have a company come in and coat it with an epoxy coating. And it's a small project, and we're having a hard time getting three quotes, is what it amounts to. So we're still working on that. It's a $50,000 project, and we will continue trying to find some interest from contractors. Next slide. This is the Tremere Creek lift station iron chloride odor control. So what we have is a 2,500-gallon bulk tank, and it does have the double wall containment, very safe. It's got hurricane straps on it. And so we can take 2,000-gallon deliveries here and at our Rummel lift station, and this knocks that hydrogen sulfide, that rotten egg odor that you sometimes get with these long force mains with lift stations. So that project is at 100% also. Next slide. This is the fire station number 2 sanitary extension project. So we're standing at fire station 2 looking back to the north, I guess you would say, towards Stillhouse Flats. And we obtained a private easement through the trees there. We cleared those trees on the right side of the pole there and have our sewer line going up to Stillhouse Flats that now serves the fire station 2. And that project is 100% complete also. Next slide. This is the Tahoya Drive drainage improvements. We have a residential home there that experiences flooding. The home, which I'll show you in a minute, sits below the street. And when they built the home, there was no drainage improvements, and everything goes to the house. And so we went in and added this, we increased it. This was an 8-inch pipe. You see going across the road now it's a 12. And I explained to the homeowner that this will take care of the right-of-way water, but he still gets water from the back, so he can still flood. Go to the next slide. So that's the house. And It's hard to see it, but it really is about a foot below the street. And he gets water, or used to get water from the street and also from the back of the house. And that project is 100%. Next slide. This is the old PD lot on Harley. We used to have a power pole, overhead power lines, utility lines from CenturyLink and Charter, and trying to get those three entities together to work together to get all that moved took about a year. And we have that all removed now. The property is platted, and it is ready to develop as soon as we find somebody. That project is 100%. Next slide. This is our Public Works, Parks and Recreation Campus Master Plan. So this is our facility at 220 East Cathy. So this is where all of the parks and Public Works vehicles are. The offices are there. Next slide. And so the purple area we own currently, and we're looking to acquire the mobile home park, the little landmark oak mobile home park there in Green. And the idea is to eventually move all of the city services out, including the drop site, to this location. And we are working with the property owner with the mobile home park, trying to obtain it as well.
Okay. Mr. Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. So this is basically going to be the city's motor pool for all intents and purposes. And you're going to put all the vehicles and equipment that we use for the city for parks and for other purposes, the street sweepers and all that stuff.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And all of the offices for the personnel as well.
And the future toys that you find at the next.
That's right.
Yeah.
TML.
So we are working with an architect on a master plan drawing on what it might look like, and phasing it out, what we can build now and what we could build maybe in future budgets. So we're at 52%, still in a planning stage with that project. Next slide. So our Parks and Recreation Master Plan that Mr. Ashe presented has been approved by the Texas Recreation and Parks Society. And I don't know if Jerry would like to add anything to that.
Mayor, this is Jerry Bark, Assistant City Manager. Mayor and Council, I just want to remind everybody on the Parks Master Plan that with this approval, we're eligible for Texas Parks and Wildlife grant funding.
Thank you. This is Mark Hyde, Public Works Director. And that project is also 100%. Next slide, Gary. This is the Prospector Trail to Vineyard Trail sidewalk improvements. So I'm standing on a sidewalk there on Prospector looking across to the south. That's the legal office there on the right. So we would extend that sidewalk along Stillhouse Lake Road, and we need to cross a drainage area. Gary, if you'll advance to the next slide here. So about where that green stake is, we would start a pedestrian bridge, and mm-hmm. it would go across to the other side, and then a concrete sidewalk from the other side to Vineyard Trail. And, that will relieve some of the pedestrian traffic that's currently walking on the shoulder of the road. That project is in engineering phase right now. It's at 19%.
Mark, this is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I know that the D.R. Horton has put sidewalks down a little bit further down on this road, on the east side of the road, on Stillhouse Hollow Road. What's the is the intent to have sidewalks eventually in the future, I guess, going down both sides of this?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Because as they develop coming down the road, then that part of that development will include putting a sidewalk in front of that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mitchell.
This is David Mitchell, City Manager. That's a great point that the Mayor Pro Tem brought up. And yes, we do. We're in discussions with someone that wants to develop a lot there where Prospector goes across. It's going to be kind of, I guess, to the south right across that drive to the, as you know well know, to the north is already developed, but to the south they're wanting to develop, I think, put a pediatric clinic of some sort in there. Part of that, though, his property on that side does encompass this ditch that you're looking at on the other side of the road. So the city's in discussion with him, and what we're looking at doing perhaps is him putting some monies towards it, what he would have to pay to put a sidewalk in, and the city contributed some funds in there to get that bridge. That bridge is going to be expensive, just like this one is. We kind of know what this one's going to cost. And the hope is that we can get, Otto's going to do the design, but that will connect to where you see the sidewalk now all the way up to Prospector. And so we may be looking at that in the future. I don't know what that'll look like now, Council, but we'll be bringing it back to you at some point. We may look at doing it as an add to the project that we're talking about on the other side, since he's bringing some money to the game. And the fact is that neighborhood has developed out so quickly that they're going to have a lot of kids already walking from that neighborhood to the high school. So.
Next slide, Gary, please. This is the Mountain Lion Road to Pontiac Drive drainage flume reconstruction. And you can see the new retaining wall on either side we completed a few years ago. We tried to include this project where you see the railroad cross ties there as part of that original project. And wow, the bid came in so high, we had to reject it. The engineering is completed and ready to go. We plan to bid this project out with one of our other drainage projects and hopefully get a better price and bring it back into our budget. So the engineering is complete, so it's at 50%. Next slide. So the next few slides are the 2018-2019 miscellaneous street projects. This is Old Nolanville Road. We did a 1-inch overlay. This is the before. Next slide, Gary, and this is the new street. We had a lot of point repairs here, meaning some failures that we had to deal with. And this road cost us a little more than what we had budgeted, but we got a good product in the end. Next slide. This is Fullview Court cul-de-sac. It's off of Dorothy Lane. That's the before slide. Next one. And there's the after. Turned out really good. Next slide, Gary. Mountain Lion Road, 1-inch asphalt overlay. That's the before. And you can see the after, and it really really helps the drivability of the road and takes care of a lot of imperfections just doing the overlay. Next one, this is Roy Reynolds Drive north of VMB. Same here, we did a 1-inch overlay. That's the before. And then the next one, there's the after slide. And we are working with BNSF Railroad. They came in there and tore out the crossing that we had just fixed asphalt papers on each side, and they replaced it, and now it's a mess. They didn't go far enough out with the asphalt, and trying to get their contractor to return. And it's safe, but if you're going pretty fast, it scares you a little bit. Next slide. Dorothy Lane, reclamation reconstruction. This is the before. And there's the new pavement there. And then last one, Gary. This is a Roy Reynolds Circle. It's just a little half moon shaped paved area there for a few houses. Next slide. And there it is, finished. Mm-hmm. Looks really good. So all of those projects are 100%. It's a really good project and fixed a lot of roads with that project. Oh, this is not on your sheet, but it was part of that project, the MoDOT Drive drainage improvements. We bid it as an ad alternate, and we did award it. And so you can see the concrete apron. Go one more slide, Gary. There it is, looking back at the flume and the culvert. So the water was chewing into the side of the bank there, and that's we reinforced it and got it to turn. Next slide. These are the 2019-2020 miscellaneous street projects. These are all in engineering. Mossy Oak Circle cul-de-sac, we have some subsidence there we need to deal with. Next slide. Tejas Trail Street Extension. We have a city developer agreement with Mr. Lackmeyer, and basically he is extending the street from Aztec Trace, which is this street, back to Pueblo Trace. And the city agreed to pay 30% of the construction cost. Next slide. And it is at 100%. We still need to pay Mr. Lackmeyer. We were waiting on his bonding to come in. And one more slide, Gary. And then you can see the turn, and you can barely make out the stop sign in the back of Pueblo Trace. And this is just a few blocks from the new middle school, so timely to have that done also. These are currently at 90% on engineering. Next slide. Chaparral Road, we have some failures there. We decided we needed to go ahead and address the failures and go ahead and put another surface on it, which will last us several years until we can get it realigned. I just don't think we can wait many years, and this condition is going to get worse every month. So that's also an engineering design. And then one more slide, Gary. Rattlesnake Road. So we just completed the waterline project there, and we have it slated to reclaim and repave, which I've promised Mayor Mullen for many years.
And where is he on the priority list?
I tell him number one always.
There you go. That's the answer.
And let's see. I think we have. See if we have one more slide, Gary. Is that it? Oh yeah, we have the traffic guardrail at Miller's Crossing. We plan to bid it as an ad alternate project with the street improvement projects. And one more. And also the community park. We have ADA accessible. We're trying to do an accessible path to the batting cages, and we'll bid it also as an alternate project with street improvements. So we'll cut in a ramp there, and then we'll have a sidewalk with handrails going down to the batting cage. I'll be glad to answer any questions for you.
Any further questions from Mr. Hyde? Jackie, still with us?
Yes, I'm still with you. It looks wonderful, and I'm looking forward to those batting cages. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Hyde. Okay, the time is 5:18, and we'll go ahead and adjourn the workshop and call to order regular business session. And like we normally do, we'll call the roll. Spencer H. Smith, Mayor, is present. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem.
Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, is present.
Okay. Jennifer McCann, place one, has an excused absence. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three.
Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, present.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four.
John Ryder, place four, present.
Okay. Jody Nicholas, place five.
Jody Nicholas, place five, present.
Okay, thank you. City Manager David Mitchell.
City Manager David Mitchell, present.
Okay, City Secretary Julie Helsham.
City Secretary Julie Helsham, present.
Okay, thank you. Item seven, new business. Discuss and consider approving an amendment to the City of Harker Heights, Texas, July 23rd, 2019, City Council meeting minutes, to correct a clerical error and take the appropriate action. And let the minutes note, Councilmember Ryder stepped down. He submitted an affidavit. Okay, let's go ahead and City Manager.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor and Council. During the July 23rd, 2019 City Council meeting, a public hearing was held to discuss an ordinance granting a conditional use permit, CUP, for property located at 703 West Knights Way, FM 2410, and that was to allow a residential property to be utilized as a business. The motion to approve the ordinance was amended to limit the potential uses on the property, and after much discussion was approved by a vote of 3-1 in favor. The meeting minutes for that meeting were approved on August 13th. However, the meeting minutes did not accurately reflect the motion for its approval. The meeting minutes listed the approval conditions of the cup with condition one, which was intended to limit the uses within the B1 zoning district, stating the property may be used only as A, a real estate office, or B, a professional office for doctors, dentists, lawyers, architects, certified public accountants, or registered engineers and surveyors. Any such office may include customary staff associated with such offices or professions. Council, I want you to know I did go back and listen to the audio myself on this to see. We have a potential buyer for this piece of property that was working through a realtor. They disagreed that that was not what you approved that night, so I went back and listened, and very fortunately, the mayor asked, is this what was intended? I believe he asked the mayor pro tem. Mayor pro tem restated it, and then y'all even had Mr. Molise restate it. So that was really beautiful at the end because it was very concise. But it should be written as follows. The property may be used as a business office, specifically members of recognized professions, including those persons and customary staff normally considered as professional and shall be deemed to include doctors, dentists, lawyers, architects, certified public accountants, registered engineers, and surveyors, professions providing professional services, or a real estate office. And that is how it was worded that night, and we misworded it in the minutes. Obviously, that is strictly a clerical error. That is not the motion you passed that night. So what we need you to do tonight is approve amending the minutes to accurately reflect what you made the motion for on the item. I'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Okay. Any questions for the city manager? Okay. Hearing none, do I have a motion? Mr. Blomquist.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I'd like to make a motion, Mayor, to approve an amendment to the City of Harker Heights, Texas, July 23rd, 2019 City Council meeting minutes to correct a clerical error.
Okay, thank you. Mrs. Nicholas.
I second that, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we have a motion and second. Any further discussion on the item? Hearing none, I'll call the roll. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I approve, yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one, has an excused absence. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder has submitted a affidavit and has stepped off the dais. Jody Nicholas, place five, how do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the motion passes 3-0 unanimously. Okay, can we have Mr. Ryder back in, please? Okay. Well, we've gotten a lot accomplished today, so it's been good. We covered all the stuff on the agenda, and the time being 5:24, we're adjourned.
17.
Yeah.
This conference.